Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was born in Bhutan, in the family of Muslims, on the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just to teach human society that material designations like caste, creed, birth status is futile. A pure devotee of Krishna, even if born in a low caste family, is worthy of worship. Haridas Thakur travelled to a place near the Ganges and settled in a village called Fulia near Shantipur. He passed his time wandering on the banks of the Ganges, loudly chanting the names of Lord Krishna. Advaita Acharya was overjoyed to see Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was swept by waves of ecstasy, of love of God, in the transcendental company of Advaita Acharya. Both in Bhutan and Fulia, countless people were purified by Haridas Thakur's presence and thus took to the chanting of the holy name. All the ecstatic symptoms like crying, laughing, fainting, perspiring would appear in Haridas Thakur's body as he danced and sang the glories of Lord Krishna's name. Even the ritualistic Brahmins and saints were astonished and impressed by his spiritual ecstasies. They held him in high regard. Chand Kazi, who was the Muslim authority in Shantipur, grew envious of Haridas Thakur's reputation and ordered his guards to arrest him. Having received the mercy of Krishna, Haridas Thakur was fearless of death and the Muslim authorities. With the holy name on his lips, Haridas Thakur appeared before the Nawab. Muslims had terrorized and incarcerated many religious Hindus. These imprisoned devotees were very happy to know that in Haridas Thakur's presence, all their sufferings would come to an end. They also requested prison wardens to allow them unrestricted association with Haridas. When brought in the prison, Haridas looked compassionately at the prisoners. Srila Haridas Thakur was pleased to see the tremendous devotion that had grown in the hearts of the prisoners. So he blessed them by saying, "Stay as you are." But the prisoners couldn't grasp the depth of that blessing and felt dejected. Understanding their mind, Haridas Thakur compassionately said, "Do not feel dejected. What I meant was that I simply desire that your love for Krishna remains the same. From now onwards, constantly remember the pastimes of the Lord and chant his name and inspire one another. Violence and tyranny are absent in the spiritual world. You will be freed within 2 to 3 days. Once out, do not return to old materialistic ways. My blessing was meant to free you from the attachment of materialistic life and develop eternal love for Krishna." Having showered his mercy on the prisoners, Haridas fearlessly went before the Nawab, chanting the holy name. Because of his purity, Haridas Thakur radiated certain effulgence, which Nawab could not fail to notice. He rose respectfully and offered him a seat. The Nawab said, "What sort of mentality has overcome you? Knowing well that you have the good fortune of becoming a Muslim, you act like a Hindu? You ignore your high birth and act like a low-caste Hindu? To disregard your own race, land and religion for another is perverted. How can you attain liberation like this? I have decided to punish you by mandates of Quran so that you will be freed from your sins." Srila Haridas Thakur listened to the accusations and threats, knowing well that it was the work of the Lord's illusory potency. And thus, the Nawab was just an instrument. He spoke in a soothing voice, "Dear sir, according to knowledgeable Hindus and Muslims, there is only one God for all living entities. The difference between a Hindu God and a Muslim God is in the name only. According to all scriptures, be it Quran or Gita, He is the non-dual, eternal, transcendental, absolute truth. He is the non-dual, eternal, transcendental, absolute truth, residing in everyone's heart. The omnipotent Lord controls everyone. Everyone acts according to the Lord's desires. The Supreme Lord's name, activities, qualities, associates and abode are all glorified according to different classes of spiritual instructions. But irrespective of the manner in which he is worshipped, the Lord accepts everyone's mood of surrender towards him. However, if one living entity feels hatred or envy towards another, he ultimately reflects those emotions in his relationships with the Lord. Whatever you see of me and my activities are direct manifestation of the Lord who guides me from within. From another perspective, a person born in the family of Brahmins, despite his high birth, displays a behavior of a fourth-class uncultured person. What then is the use of such high birth? He is forced to act according to his innate propensities and accordingly suffers and enjoys the consequences. What is the use in punishing him for activities? He is forced to act according to his innate propensities and accordingly suffers and enjoys the consequences. What is the use in punishing him for activities which are an intrinsic part of his nature? Please consider this point seriously, and still if you find me guilty, then punish me. The Muslim courtiers were moved by the honesty of Haridas Thakur's words and presence. But Haridas Thakur's words did not penetrate the envious and sinful heart of Qazi, who turned to the Nawab and instructed, "Punish him. He is evil-minded. Others will fall under his influence and become equally sinful. He will disgrace our Muslim religion and community. If he wants to be spared, he must preach from his own scripture, Quran." Nawab once again tried to persuade Haridas by saying, "Friend, please speak from your scripture, Quran. Then you will have nothing to fear. Otherwise, Qazi will force me to punish you. They will insult you. Why should you let that happen?" Haridas Thakur replied, "By God's grace, whatever has to happen will happen. Everyone suffers according to the degree of their previous offenses. Even if my body is cut down to 1,000 pieces, I will not give up chanting of the holy name." The Nawab thus asked Qazi, "What is your decision about him?" The Qazi said angrily, "Beat him in 22 marketplaces till he dies. If he still lives despite the punishment, I will conclude that the big scholar has spoken the truth. Lash him to death. The sin a Muslim incurs by becoming a Hindu can only be punished by death." The Qazi's envious intentions had fructified in the heart of the Nawab too. Srila Haridas Thakur was then dragged by sentries from one market to another. They beat him mercilessly. Their black hearts were consumed by hate for the pure devotee of the Lord. By grace of Lord Krishna, Haridas Thakur did not feel any pain. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, who was tortured by demons. Anybody remembering this pastime of Haridas Thakur will be saved from the miseries of life. Haridas Thakur kept chanting the holy name, surrendered as he was. Nothing could stop the insensitive, animalistic sentries. Good-hearted and pious men couldn't bear to see the torture. Some begged the sentries to stop, while some tried to stop them physically. One man fell at the feet of the sentries and said, "I will give you anything, but please stop this merciless beating." Haridas Thakur was mercilessly dragged from one marketplace to another. This episode of Haridas Thakur is a replication of the heroic activities of Hanuman When Ravana's son Indrajit unleashed the Brahmastra, Hanuman could have escaped it. But to respect the potency of Lord Brahma, he allowed himself to be bound by Brahmastra. Similarly, Haridas Thakur could have escaped punishment of the Muslims, but by allowing himself to be tortured, he taught us a lesson that despite extreme miseries of life, one should never stop chanting the names of Krishna. Srila Haridas Thakur, by the mercy of Krishna, did not feel any pain. He compassionately looked at the sentries and prayed, "O Krishna, please be merciful upon these poor souls, so they may not be punished because of me." At last, the guards got tired and stopped in amazement. The guards said, "How can a human being survive such brutal beatings? Any ordinary man would have died after the beatings in 2 or 3 marketplaces. We have lashed him continuously through 22 marketplaces, but he shows no sign of either pain or death. He looks up and smiles at us. He must be a great saint." "O Haridas," the guards pleaded, "because of you, we will certainly be punished. When the Qazi sees that despite our beatings, you are still alive, he will kill us." Haridas replied, "If my survival brings such a terrible misfortune to you, then I shall give up my body. See how I die." Haridas Thakur immediately fell into a trance. A pure devotee of the Lord possesses all mystical powers. So without hesitation, he fell lifeless, without any trace of breath. The sentries brought the dead body to the Nawab. The Nawab ordered the sentries to bury him. But the Qazi protested, "No, if he is buried, he will be freed of sins and ultimately gain entrance into heaven. Although getting a high birth of Muslim, he behaved like a low-caste Hindu. Therefore, it is best to throw him into the Ganges like the other lost Hindus." On Qazi's order, Haridas Thakur was brought to the Ganges. Haridas remained in that deathly trance, meditating on the Lord. So the spirit of Lord Krishna descended in the body of Haridas. He became extremely heavy. It required the strongest sentries to push him into the water. Haridas Thakur floated down the Ganges, but drowned in the ocean of love of God. In that trance, he had no conception of body. He did not know which part of the universe he was in. This capability was amazing, as his heart was the permanent residence of Lord Gaurachandra. Haridas floated downstream on the currents of the Ganges. As Haridas was directly protected by the Lord, who could harm him? After some time, he woke up and, overwhelmed with ecstasy, crossed on the other side of the Ganges and proceeded towards Fulia. He loudly chanted the name of the Lord as he walked. When the Muslims saw him, they were astonished and convinced that he was a great saint who possessed extraordinary mystic powers. Pure loving feelings replaced envy and hatred in their hearts. They offered obeisances unto him and worshipped him. Haridas Thakur appeared again in front of the Nawab and smiled compassionately at him. The Nawab ruler bowed respectfully with folded hands. The Nawab said, "I can understand now that you are truly a great person. You have realized the absolute truth and you have seen Allah everywhere and in everyone. Absolute knowledge and liberation, which the mystic yogis and philosophers proudly boast, is attained by you. Please forgive me for my offenses. Because you see the Lord in everyone, you have no friends or enemies. Who can grasp your extraordinary position? Wherever you stay, please be merciful on sinful people like us." The Qazi and all the sentries were responsible for torturing a pure devotee of the Lord. They and their families were eventually destroyed. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 10, when Lord Chaitanya, seated on the throne of Vishnu, exhibited his Mahaprakash Leela, he reciprocated with his devotees as per their feelings and affection towards him. He glanced at Haridas and said, "Look at me, Haridas. Your body and birth is superior to mine, and your class more elevated. Although that sinful Muslim tormentor had inflicted great pain on you, knowing your compassionate nature, I hesitated in my heart to punish him, for I knew that it would disturb you. With my Sudarshan Chakra, I descended on earth from Vaikuntha, unable to bear your pain. I intended to sever the heads of those tormentors, but I saw that all the time you were thinking of their well-being, unconcerned about your own pain. Hence, I couldn't use force, and my Sudarshan Chakra was rendered impotent. I accepted all those lashes meant for you on my back, Haridas. See the marks on my back. Whatever the other secondary reasons were for my descent, unable to bear your pain, I hastened my advent to this world. Say all that you want to say. There is nothing that I do not want to give you. My lord, you have showered causeless mercy upon this destitute. I do not even possess the sweetness of your memory. I feel a great offense in my heart to ask you for situating me to an elevated status of a Vaishnav. I am grossly unfit. You are the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. You are my master. Please be merciful to me and keep me a dog in the house of a Vaishnava." After leaving the Nawab's court, Haridas Thakur, loudly chanting, reached an assembly of Brahmins at Fulia. The Brahmins greeted him with a roaring kirtan. As he danced in their midst, he felt all ecstatic symptoms of devotion and fell to the ground, immersed in love of God. Then Haridas Thakur spoke, "Dear friends, do not feel sad on what has happened with me. I listened to the Muslims blaspheme my Lord, for which I was punished suitably. My punishment should have been more severe, but my merciful Lord let me off easily. One goes to hell if he hears blasphemy of the Lord. I was punished so that I do not commit this offense again." Haridas Thakur, a pure devotee of the Lord, was born in the family of Muslims by the order of Lord Chaitanya. It was to prove that Krishna consciousness is beyond any caste, religion or color, and to deliver all the fallen souls of the world who have no knowledge about Krishna consciousness. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki Jai!